I'm home. How are you? No plans for the long weekend? Good. I didn't have the best of days, but I've been thinking about what we're going to do over the weekend, and I'm excited. You should be too. Why don't you go get naked in the bedroom while I bring some stuff in? Good boy. Remember how I told you I always wanted a dog? I had an idea. No one's gonna be looking for you over the weekend, so guess who gets to be a puppy? Come on, it'll be fun. It's just for the weekend anyway. You're okay with it? Good boy. Put on this collar, and then we'll get started. Now. Off! No puppies on the furniture. And don't stand up. Take this seriously. Fine. I was hoping to be spontaneous, but let's go over some ground rules. One, don't stand up unless it's necessary. You're really cute on your hands and knees. Two, stay off the furniture. You can sleep on the floor at the foot of the bed and sit next to the couch while I'm on it. There's no way I'll invite you up, ever. Three, even though we're doing the pet play thing, you know where to relieve yourself. Don't do it. It's not going to be funny. Four, don't leave the house without me. If I do, just amuse yourself till I get back. That's gonna bring me to five, by the way. I'm a responsible pet owner, and I'm gonna have you fixed. Wow, the look on your face. I'm not gonna do anything permanent, don't worry. Just lock you up for a while. I got a chastity belt for you. Let's put it on. I want you needy and whimpering. Come Monday. Obviously, break any of these rules and I'll have to discipline you. I don't intend to be severe, at least at first. A small swat and a no should correct any errant behavior. I'll leave whatever further misbehavior might cause that up to your imagination. I bought lots of fun stuff over the past week, and I'd like it to be a surprise for you. Oh, I almost forgot. Rule 6. I make up the rules as I go along. I might punish you for not giving me any opportunities to punish you. Don't think too hard about that. I didn't. Let's get to it. Good boy. Such a good boy. Yes, you are. I'm gonna go watch some TV. You're welcome to cuddle up at my feet. Doesn't it feel nice doing this? You seem happy to be here, and I love having a boy who does what he's told and won't talk back. You make for an adorable dog. And I almost wish I could reward you somehow. Not yet, though. Just keep licking my calves. I've always liked stroking your hair. What are you doing? I didn't say you could come up here. Down. Don't lick my face like that. No. It was cute at first, but you needed to stop when I told you to. Get off the couch and onto your hands and knees. I'm not mad. Not yet. Accept this spanking like a good boy and everything will be forgiven. Okay. I might as well do it this way. It's traditional. So, turn around. Keep still. Now. Do you understand what you did wrong? Good puppies. Listen. Don't make me put you through some kind of obedience training. I'd much rather have a quiet weekend with you. One more. Feeling better? I know I enjoyed that. And I know you wanted it too. Are you gonna be a good boy now? Or are you gonna push me and see what happens next? Do you really want to test me? I'm just pushing you further, aren't I? I wanted a nice, obedient pet after a stressful day, but I'm more than happy to slap you down. Hands to yourself. And remember, you asked for this. I know the rolled up newspaper doesn't really hurt. I thought maybe you'd care that I was upset with you. But if you want pain, I can give you pain. I'm happy to. Don't give me that look. You knew what would happen. Do you like the little whiny noises that you make? Who's an ungrateful little puppy? Doesn't get treats. I was going to be nice, but now I'm just going to have to leave you locked up all weekend. That's enough for both of us. Get in that kennel. I'll let you out when I've calmed down. And when you can behave. This is gonna be an interesting weekend.